Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous.
Welcome back to another episode of Heezy's World. This is episode 1, Church at Trey, and I am Heezy He. Back for another episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in, man. I'm really appreciating y'all for all the views and shit. Thanks. High five, everybody. What's up? Who's in the Instagram? Says Abita. Dale's Kitchen. Let's collaborate. What's up, man? Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, see in the back there. Yeah, check me out, y'all. Keep looking, Heezy's World is everywhere. And I ain't going nowhere, but let me get into it. We only got about 30 minutes here. My memory card is full. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I'm here, guys. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. You know, I gotta talk about the news, okay? And I get paid to do this, so it doesn't bother me one bit. And I don't like bothering people one bit. So, you know, of course I'm gonna talk about the slap. But at the same time, I'm feeling good. This is another great time in the Heezy's World. And, I mean, who am I kidding? It's fucked up everywhere we look. You know what I'm saying? I'm in eternal light mode, you know what I'm saying? Be the sunshine you want to see? Is that what I'm trying to say? You know, I'm basically on a good vibration. Let's put it that way. And I'm just been emanating that because things kind of sad around in the Heezy camp. Shit that I won't talk about, but shit that, you know, everybody got their shit. And my shit just growing a little farther than I want it to grow. That's all about it is. I ain't here to complain. I don't like to complain because that's not what I do. We don't cry up in here. But, nah, I cry though, guys. Don't worry. I'm not that much of a gangster. And plus, Will Smith, you know, he's showing you what light skins are like. But nah, I don't know, y'all. So I saw a meme earlier. It says, celebrate yourself. Nobody knows what it takes to be you. And the older I get, more that rings true. Because nobody gives a fuck about what you got going on. Everybody's worrying about their motherfucking selves, okay? I'm sorry for all the curse words. This is what I do. Okay? I'm atrocious in that area. But I like the way I look. But, Yeah, man, applaud yourself. You gotta, you know, self-love, all that shit. Like, I don't know if I've been saying this on the last couple of weeks, but I just want people not to mistake the self-love, which I do, for laziness, not doing shit. Like, oh, I've been working, I don't want to work, so this is self-love. Self-love is, you know, working out, reading a book, looking after your loved ones, doing some yard work, doing some housework, you know what I'm saying? Checking your emails, changing your passwords, all that shit. That's only a fraction of the shit you can do for yourself. That's the shit you gotta do to survive in these times. But, alas, we all doing it, right? I can't be the last place motherfucker out here, so I'm never gonna feel that bad. That's what I always tell people. I never am last place. I'm not a big group person. I'm more of a solo guy. But, you know what I'm saying? If it comes to where everybody gotta do something or if everybody got a pitch in, I'm never last place, okay? And that's how everybody should look at it, too. It should be two last place motherfuckers. Because, I don't know. Just understand what I'm saying. I hope I'm making sense here. But, let's move on. I gotta watch my snowfall, guys. This is the short season. You know, rolling through, because I put TV above. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying that, well, fuck it. Podcasts are cool. It's better eating 30 minutes. But, yeah, no, Snowfall's been lit. Power was lit. I watched Moon Knight today. That looks like it's like, hey, what's up, Benita? You know, I always notice your face because it, you have that mask on. in the profile pic. But, yeah, the Moon Knight joint. You know I'm a big Marvel fan and that looks like it's going to be okay. See, the things about these shows, they definitely have a lower budget than the movies. And I'm just like, eh, I don't like the drop-off in action. And it seems like Marvel is taking a bit of a slide because people don't like Eternals. Shang-Chi was like, yeah, okay. Flying dragons, huh? But, I mean, I guess dragons do fly in most folklore. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm excited. Not really, but I'm hoping for the best as far as for Doctor Strange and all this other TV shows I've been carrying along. Hopefully it comes to some climax, some climactic point that's so great. But yes, gotta love that TV. Thank God for actors, okay? So speaking of actors, the best actor of all time, Will Smith, has been in the news, guys. Like I said, I don't like being a broken record. And matter of fact, I've been quiet about this. I haven't said one thing. I did talk, I remember when it happened, and I named this title, named this episode, The Slap Scene Around the World. Isn't it aptly named? But no, I know we're tired of hearing about it, hearing talking about it. But everybody said till Thursday, so let me get my shit out. Say, now I ain't got much to say. Let's start with the awards. I thought Oscars was so white. I didn't realize we still showed up to that shit. So, okay, I'm set back with that. And then I never seen the Will Smith movie about Richard Gere. It's like, no, that's not. Talking about the twins, the tennis twins. God damn it, what is their name? Serena and Venus. he did a biopic of the father who raised those beautiful young ladies to be the greatest tennis players in the world, as far as the women's side. Yeah, so I never seen it. Last thing I seen with Will Smith was Tell the Truth. And, there was another joint where he had like a twin or a cyborg or some shit, and he was fighting them. Hey, Will Smith being in some alright movies. I heard he's got I Am Legend 2 coming out. I didn't even really like that because it had an alternate ending. Either get the movie right or don't do it at all. But, yeah. I'm going to quickly go through that, but it's a big moment. What are y'all saying out here? Let me read the comments. Let me get in these comments, because you guys matter too. And I don't. And if I need to be talking about something else, let me talk about it. Let me get into the Facebooks and the Instagram. But how are you guys doing before we talk about violence? How are you guys doing, man? Okay, I can't be on this phone. I'm about to get to you. I'm about to look at these comments. I'm not going to miss you guys. Oh, there's a comment there. Ooh. Oh, what's up, Sharonda? Hey, check out the One Band, y'all. Sharonda be out there singing her ass off. I don't know if she's still watching, but yeah. I've been meaning to see you lately, but I've been a little busy and a little broke. but I see Brandon chirping over there. God damn. Let me hold on for a minute. And what's up, Brandon? How are you doing? All right. To think about doing that on camera in front of so many witnesses, however, at the same time, I bet you people stop playing with him so much like they have been. What do you mean by you people? But nah, excuse me, that was nasty. All right, so this man gets up on stage and slaps Chris Rock in the fucking face. Come on, these are two of our people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wow. It was very sad to see. It's just like this, it was just like Royce da 5'9" and Lupe Fiasco going at it. But y'all don't give a fuck about shit like that. But I do, and I'm still mad about it. I need Slaughterhouse to give back. But anyway, Will Smith, the light-skinned wonder. Who smacks somebody anymore? I mean, that shit was so classy. I have so many thoughts. I'm trying to go back to when I first seen it, when it first trended on Twitter. I thought it was disgusting that he had no consequences. Have some self-control. For the four of you viewing on Instagram, I see two of you feel like y'all are on Chris Rock's side. I mean, I don't know. I'm on the side of no violence, okay? But the way I look at this shit, it's a... Like, guys, we all live life. Like I said in the beginning of this shit. Who am I fooling? We all got some shit we gotta fucking deal with. And, like, the war going on right now. That's pretty much the worst thing happening. I mean, no, that's not the worst thing. Matter of fact, my people in the last episode, my commenters, my friends and fams, they were saying how there's other atrocities going on in other countries. There's always something fucking going on. And what the lens is always on is probably not the best lens for those who want to stay on the progressive approach to making real problems disappear. Ooh, easy. I'm ready to be a politician. Fuck this comedian shit. It's dangerous being a comedian. But no, yeah, what was I about to fucking say? Can't take y'all Negroes nowhere. Whatever, don't say that. but yeah, so... Quick reaction, Will Smith got a lot going on. Will Smith been the butt of all the jokes. Chris Rock is a comedian. He tells jokes. A lot of people don't like to be made fun of. So there's a lot of people that don't give a fuck that Chris Rock got slapped. But what I will say is that this shit is perfect. Like, I don't know. Where's my stars people? Like, my astrology people? Isn't it like Pluto time or something like that? Aren't we under the planet Pluto or some shit? I don't know. But there's always some type of thing that sets off the world. And I'm starting to catch a hold of that. Maybe it's not that serious with this slap, but I think it's something. But with this and with most things, I think this is God's plan. I feel like this is like, you know, when you're about to go somewhere, it's always very uncomfortable before you get to the next level. Unless you're gradually always going up in life. That's what's up. But there's always ups and downs. So to you rare ass motherfuckers, I'm talking to the others. But I say this was beautiful. I don't condone violence. I hate violence. And I'm not married. I don't know what it is to. I mean, I won't let nobody do shit to people I love. But I mean, I'm a comedian as well. I mean, I'm an aspiring comedian. So, and I'm a person who I've always hated violence. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to get bullied and shit, and it was just like I felt bad for people that wanted to feel like they needed to express themselves in that way by taking advantage of somebody else. I feel bad for, you know, and I'm not trying to play victim and whatever, but it's more of I always use words. Use your words. A lot of us don't use words, and that's one of my things. Like, communication is fucking key. I have problems with communication as well, but it's, you know, it's more of like I put it this way. I hope I'm not rambling and confusing the fuck out of everybody, but I'm a timely ass person, and when 85% of people are untimely in the world, everybody I know, 85% of all of you motherfuckers suck with time, okay? And I want to say 95, but it's cool. I'm going to stay 85 because I'm not always trying to meet everybody. But I became like that because everybody else is like that. And it's like, I hate myself for that, but I'm not going to keep showing up places for people not to even show or even come. That's one of the biggest things. Like, it makes me want to slap people. That makes me want to Will Smith some motherfuckers when they don't like showing up. Just be a man of your or a woman of your word. That's my thing. That's what the fuck I despise of. But I'm still your friends, guys. And I'm still your family. And I'm, you know, still your podcaster. But where was I going with that? I'm not sure. But all I'm saying is that it was a great thing that happened for both of them. Maybe Will is having issues with Jada, and he felt the need. That's the only thing I could come to, was that you felt the need to do that. Like, oh, she looks sad, and I'm tired of being the butt of the joke, or her making, I don't know. But I'm going to go up there and whoop his ass for my woman. And all the married people stood up and applauded. Even Offset, which, shut the fuck up, guys. It's like, no, you're my guy. I'm a Sagittarius king out there, okay? It's just interesting. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is it probably saved his marriage and saved Chris Rock's career. And I just feel like, you know, these are the instances that everybody has. It's just unfortunate that it had to be like that. But life goes so wrong for so many people. Some people don't even like to use hands. They don't like to use their mouth, so they like to use hands. Some people can't fight, so they like to use guns. At the end of the day, it ain't that bad. It's just, and it ain't traumatizing like some of these other actors and comedians are talking about too. Like, come on, Jim Carrey and Amy Schumer and the rest of you motherfuckers. I mean, I don't know. Let the brother speak on this one, because it ain't, I don't know. I heard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, a lot of people are going, it's 50-50 if you ask me. And it doesn't bother me. I like it. That was Mike Lowry that night. Facts. Oh, I didn't even see your comment. So they were both wrong. It was poor judgment calling both to me. Glad they both apologized and glad the legends rallied behind Will and Chris. Because remember, the Academy is not the black man friend and they are not for us. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You just spitting on facts right there. And that is true. Only way I don't say Chris Rock is wrong because, I mean, and we don't know shit. We don't know shit. But I only say Chris Rock wasn't wrong because what if he didn't know that she had alopecia? Like, the girl always had a fucking haircut. But I'm not, where I want to stick with is that it was that ugly moment was probably a blessing for those two brothers, and I'm here for it. I can't wait to see Chris Rock stand up, and if you think Will is like this in March, imagine how he is in August, and I'm going to move on from this. Just watch out, y'all. But yeah, man, people will always be judgmental of your life. It doesn't matter what rules you play by. Okay? Like, I'm not going to say much, but I do dabble in the ways of what we think Will and Jada do with their life, their marital life, okay? I am interested in in the theories that have been brought about, the entanglements and such. You know what I'm saying? Now, I just watched this movie called Deepwater today with Ben Affleck, and that shit was crazy. It basically was on that poly shit. It was on the mono poly type shit. Like, there's one monogamous person and a polygamous person, and that shit I'll tell y'all the movie because y'all probably not gonna watch it, and it was good, and the ending will fuck you up. But anyway, motherfucking girl, the wife was basically sleeping with all these people, and the husband was just killing everybody she slept with. And I'm just like, what kind of sick shit is this? This is why, you know, society doesn't need to know what goes on. Because at the end of the day, people are uncomfortable with what other people think. And it's spot, and I strive to not be bothered by anybody, but at the end of the day, I'm bothered if somebody feels like I'm doing something wrong or somebody wrong, I'm always going to be hurt. Because that's never my intention. But yeah. Oh, Benita said he didn't know and he didn't write the joke. I also heard that too. The writers wrote that, and yeah, he didn't know about the alopecia. But hey, man. The name of Chris Rock's tour is called Ego Death. And he's also one with a Rock Heart with Chris Rock. Him and Kevin Hart. So that's a nice little situation going on. Alright, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish this show in 10 minutes, but I'm going to try. So I'm going to move on. Okay. That Don't Say Gay bill was approved, guys. Florida is fucking up. Like, I don't know what's going on over there. Essentially, so Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill forbidding instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten to third grade. Policy which critics have called the Don't Say Gay bill has drawn intense national scrutiny. So yeah, in Florida, I mean, you ain't gotta worry about what you are or what you do. Now, I'm confused by this shit that's going on, but I don't know. Sex is important, guys. So I don't know why we try to hide the shit in the first place. Now I know some people, kids, go down the wrong rabbit hole when it comes to learning about certain things too early, but I think education is key. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be idiots. You see these cops that have made mistakes in the past, or cops just being who the fuck they are, and you know what I'm saying? There's unperfect people with some perfect where jobs they need to be perfect at. So it's just like that out here, bro. And people vote for these people who do these type of things. So it's not like I just want to talk to the people who care, give a fuck so much. You know what I'm saying? I don't really give a shit. I don't have kids. I'm not married. So the ball is not in my court. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me what y'all doing out here. But I do feel bad for all the people affected. The LGBT community is not liking that one. It's not cool for them. Okay. So another crazy situation. The NFL is requiring teams to hire women or minorities as coaches for 2022 season. So I think the specifics are requiring teams to hire women or minorities as an assistant, as an offensive coach. It's the Rooney Rule. They added women into it. Essentially, you know, hey, it's not like I'm siding with it. It's just more like, hey, if it's a brotherhood of people trying to keep the brotherhood there in their brotherhood, they're going to do what they want. You know what I'm saying? The majority of people out there are, we're just trying to get some diversity in the NFL. Women are being hired. Black folks are being hired. But there is a discrepancy of what is actually going on. Like, there's opportunities are low. The placements are low. So it's, I don't know. It's like I said before, nobody's fucking perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I like to live in the reality. People are racist. People are weird. People are sexist. I don't know. People are people. People are people. And everybody does some crazy fucking shit every once in a while. So just don't give them the chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, end of the day, it's allowing people to get in there. You know what I'm saying? If you did a little bit more, it'd probably be a little worse. So, you know, fuck all that. President Biden signed the anti-lynching bill, making a federal hate crime. It stemmed from the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. So many presidents have passed this along since 1955. Basically, you know, I mean, we're just trying to say is lynching how bad of a crime it is. But I mean, it's fucking terrible. It's in our history, and it's a bad it's a bad, I don't even know how to put it. It's just part of our fucking history. And I guess to address it is making some folks feel better. You know what I'm saying? You can't just kill all racists, you know? You just got to stop them in their tracks. You don't give them a chance. So it's basically 30 years for, so the law will designate conspiracies to commit crimes in which hate is a motivating factor and which result in death or serious bodily injury as federal hate crimes punishable up to 30 years in prison. Representatives Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, and Chip Roy of Texas were the only lawmakers to vote against the bill. So I think that's 4-22-3 or some shit like that. So, Georgia, Texas, and Kentucky. I'm not fucking surprised. Georgia, a little bit, okay? But God damn it, guys. If I want a lynch, I want a lynch. Ugh, terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh, and then, so you know when news erupts that is so unimportant. I don't mind diversity. It's the force part. I feel you on that, but it's more like, the NFL is a great gig. I would love to work for the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Let me be a commander. I could work for the fucking Cowboys. I would just secretly be betting on shit. But I don't know who wouldn't want to be part of the NFL. The NFL has its issues, you know what I'm saying? It's run by an imperfect group. Like all humans, like I've been saying, but I know how we feel about certain humans. But anyway, I'm not going there. But I don't know, they're trying to make it great. I know it's like, you know, they're not going to ask for outside help. They're just doing what they can, and I think it's a positive stroke. You know what I'm saying? But I feel you. The force part is, it's just like, wow. Really, guys? This is what we're doing? This is where we're at? But it's cool. I mean, this is where we're at. This is, like I said, don't let things that have happened surprise you. You never let the same mistake happen twice, guys. That's all I'm saying. But I don't really know what to say on that. But I think it's a good thing. Like I'm saying, the conspiracy theorists. I know they like to, you know, when a lot of frivolous news gets into the froyer. Is that the right word? Into the main fray. You know, we started to think shit's going on. Like, oh, maybe there's a nuke dropping or some shit. Like, why is all the news Will and Chris? Will and Chris. You know what I'm saying? But I did see that Antarctica was 70 degrees higher than it's ever been. And that's something. But the actual conspiracy theorist in me, remember, ever since 2012, I believed in this little article I read. Not believe, but I was more like, that makes a little bit of sense. And I was going record to say that I think that might happen in the future. Instead of the impending death of a comet or some type of nuke. But essentially, I just think the world rotates. Like, you know, the equator, that stays hot, but maybe things just switch, I guess. Like, the weather switches, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that side of that the weather is just going to switch. It happens. It happened before when we weren't alive, like before humans even existed, and it's happening again. We're just able to see it. But I don't know. It's just a theory. I'm just on the side of let's hope climate change doesn't take us all out. But, okay, with more than 60 years of data, this record isn't heard of in the history of climatology. I like that word, guys. Climatology. According to a Meteo France analysis, the temperature at Concordia Research Station atop Dome C on the Antarctic Plateau, typically known as the coldest place on Earth, surged to an astounding 11.3 degrees Fahrenheit on March 18th. The normal high temperature for the day is around minus 56 Fahrenheit, which puts the March 18th reading at close to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than normal. I'm not on this climate change wave. I just know it gets real hot. But we all would prefer it to be hot than for it to be unbelievably cold. So, and when we can survive in hotness, I mean, we can't survive in fire, but we can survive better than we can survive in freezing temps. So, I'm just hoping for the best there. Excuse me. And... Oh, okay, that's all. Russian... Do you guys want to live forever? I know it's the... Other than sex, the other only other thing everybody's focused on is living forever. And now we're getting closer with all this crazy-ass technology, you know? We just want to live longer, you know, maybe work on better medicine or just better quality of life. But no, let's just fucking save our brains, upload it into a computer, and fucking live on that way. You fucking twits. Russian billionaire Dmitry Itskov, who is part of the 2045 Initiative, a nonprofit organization that aims to extend humans' lifespan, told Daily Star that artificial bodies could become a reality by 2045, allowing people to move out of their old bodies and move into the internet. He sees this becoming possible through artificial intelligence and metaverse technologies. Not to mention, Elon Musk is also working on some shit like this called the Neuralink. Basically, so that's the Neuralink is like an implant for your brain, I guess, to activate it in better ways. I'm not sure. This one is more like they're trying to, basically, they are saying your conscience will live on. I think it's read in the article like 150 years after or whatever, as long as the computer doesn't get fucked up. But let me see if I can find the article. It is 10 o'clock. It's okay. I'll just watch the 11 o'clock. Okay, mind uploading. The media mogul said that 2045 initiative intends to let people make independent decisions on extending their lives and living a new body after the biological body has been exhausted. This concept is called mind uploading, which will make digital copies of people's minds that could freely live in cyberspace, unrestricted by their biology. Now, a lot of us, I don't know. There's the movies that, you know, movies are powerful. They change people's minds, bro. I've seen a lot of movies that have already set my mind on not doing shit like this. I mean, Futurama was a good, maybe a good look. I'm not trying to be in a head in a tank, but imagine that you make a copy of your brain. And what if somebody does three, just in case? We don't want to lose one. And there has been a movie about this. I just can't remember. And I want to see it again because it's very interesting. But imagine you got two copies and they uploaded accidentally. I mean, you have no choice. I mean, you're basically, you either deleted or, you know, improved. I don't really know what to say. Like, once you get in there, there's no getting out. Like, you're in the control of the computer user. Or, I'm not sure. I hope for the best on this, I suppose. I'm not really sure. I don't want to destroy something that could be a great thing, but it's weird. It's weird as fuck. But I can't imagine being old, and these bodies are breaking down. And, I am seeing a lot of people go through it these days, and I'm just like, fuck these bodies of ours. Why is this happening to to people? Fuck. They don't deserve this. But, alas, that's just what be happening, y'all. But, that's my 30. I don't really have much else. Oh, Black China. See, alright, where did I want to go with this Black China thing? See, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm an observer. You know what I'm saying? I'm opinionated, but I don't like to guess too much. I don't like to guess too much into people's lives. I don't really care about anybody else's life for real, unless it's affecting mine. I care about people. I want you to live a good life, but you know, I got my own shit. But Black China went on Instagram or Twitter or somewhere. She went on the social medias to talk about her life. And Black China has not been doing good. Like, I feel like she had a charge against her for some shit. I don't know shit about Black China. I just know she's from here. And I wish she didn't get plastic surgery. And I wish she would have met me, because I wouldn't have stirred her down this wrong path. I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies, I can save all of y'all. Just fucking come along and join the ride. You don't want to fucking listen. You always want to do your own thing and be like society has made you to be. You freaking replicas. It's like, nah. Ladies, do your thing. I love you all. But I don't know. She went on Twitter. It's like Twitter. Yesterday, I had to give up 3 of my cars, my reasons, morals, beliefs, being a single mother, no support. I'm a mama. And then, I just think this is like my version of the donkey of the day. Because this is a wild motor scooter. This is not even a wild motor scooter. Well, yeah, something's wild going on with her. And like Will, I'm being more thoughtful about people. I don't want you getting up and smacking somebody or shooting somebody or whatever the fuck it may be. I don't want to upset this young lady, but God damn it, everybody else out there who thinks they're going to go to the internet and find friends. That's not the place to find friends. It is, but it's not. Not intentionally. Or not. You just know how it goes on the internet. Nobody's safe. But, so I forgot that Blac Chyna had these baby daddies, Tyga and Rob Kardashian. And Tyga came on there and says, I pay $40,000 a year for my son's school and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support? And then Rob Kardashian also chimed in and said, I pay $37,000 a year for my daughter's school. I handle every single medical expense. I pay for all her extracurricular activities. I have my daughter from Tuesday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support? Now, once again, I'm not a parent, and I know this can upset some people who might be in Blac Chyna's predicament. I'm just focused on Blac Chyna getting a sum of, well, the kid's getting a sum of $77,000. I'm like, ouch. Like, what? Can I get some of that, Rob and Tyga? Do you need it? But I don't know. I just hope for the best with you guys. Don't make no mistakes like this, man. That shit is... I wish there wasn't problems like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the courts tried to step in and shit, but that don't end up being good. I don't know, man. But we're going to leave on that. And guys, just relax. You know, some people do need to get slapped, okay? I am one of those people who I know I'm on somebody's slap list. But it's my mouth, okay? My mouth. My hands, like, I'm the type of person that probably would shed a tear if somebody was, like, threatening me with work. How do I put this? I don't want to sound like a bitch. But I'm the type of person that would shed a tear because I don't want to put hands on you. It's like, oh, you're being so fucking stupid. Ah, no, not that, not that, not that. But, I don't know. Violence just leads to worse things. You know what I'm saying? But also words can really break some people down. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's a tough thing, man. That's why it's such a topic. Because we go through this all the time. There's always somebody coming out the side of their fucking mouth. Whether it's these fucking Karens. Whether it's... I don't know. Whether it's always somebody saying fucking something. And we got to realize to just... You can't control that type of shit. Like I said, don't expect people not to be racist. Don't expect people not to be fucking, well, violent. All that shit. It's just more like we want to steer towards a non-violent community. Like, I always feel like sports is the answer for those type of things. But at the end of the day, like I love Madden. I love playing Madden. And I've pissed off so many people. Thousands of people playing Madden. Some people wanted to fucking, they said things that they're like, oh, I wish... Say, I don't know. I talk shit in a way, like, I'm never talking down on a person, but I'm just more like, aha, you're mad. You're mad. It's just a game. And people be really ready to shoot. And what I was trying to allude to is that somebody actually got killed in a Madden tournament because he won. Or, I don't know, but somebody lost and they used the gun. And at the end of the day, we cannot stop that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Better health things, okay? Instead of trying to make us live longer. You're just going to have people living longer trying to slap people. Peace is the tougher road. Tell me about it, Brandon, but shooting somebody and then going to jail and missing out on seeing your friends and your family. Killing somebody and you know, knowing that's not what you really wanted to do. Like, I never understand people who want to kill people. I understand there's some, you know, some very atrocious crimes that happen to people where, yeah, I would feel like, okay, yeah, he shot him. He probably deserved to get shot. But you know what I'm saying? But we just got to do better, man. I don't know. I just know in that way, I feel like a righteous human being. Like, in that route, that's why I'm able to carry myself as a high. Like, I feel like an elite person just not by not being violent. But I can be taken out just as easy. But anyway, I love all of you. Stay peaceful. Let people talk, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying, guys? Like I said, everybody was getting mad at people talking about Will and Chris. You know, everybody gets like that every once in a while. You hear something that's popular that you just don't think that's popular. And everybody's talking because it's popular to them. And it's fun to everybody just converse for a little while. It brings people together, even though we might differ on opinions. But at the end of the day, guys, good job on staying together. No deaths. That was terrible to say, because, you know, it can happen. But take care of yourselves. Love each other. And I'm about to throw some parties, y'all. That's what's missing in my life, is y'all. The up close and personalness. Hopefully this COVID shit. Well, you know what? Fuck all y'all COVID people. I'm inviting the people who don't give a fuck anymore. Stay to yourselves until the next disease comes out and it says you gotta be next to somebody to live. And then you'll be like, oh, well, fuck. Hug. Anyway, I love you all. I think this was a great show. I enjoyed everybody tuning in. All right. Bronze Native Cutie, thanks for joining in. All of you, Kayla, happy birthday to you. Okay, all my Pisces, happy birthday to y'all. It's Aries seasons now. That's why it gets warmer, because after people come from hell, they got to let some of the heat in. So, you know, except our Aries sisters and brothers. My sister had a birthday. My brother, half-brother, or whatever you want to call him, had a birthday. Homie had a birthday. My nephew about to have a birthday. All of these are hell spawns, and I love them dearly. But no, seriously, guys, you guys, all of us are necessary, and keep being you. All right, good night. Have a great fucking time. I'm going to go watch Snowfall. Yeah, good night. Oh, shit. Oh, here we go. Don't have to turn off my other camera, so stalling. Let me play some Go-Go.